Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? The show starts in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Hello, welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Testing 1, 2, 3. Hopefully you can hear me. I've been working on the sound for a couple weeks, and hopefully you can hear me because there are important stories to discuss. Right now I'm in my native Jackson, Mississippi, and we're in the midst of a tornado warning. Warning, not watch. Tornado warning means that is defined as tornadoes have been seen. And just hopefully they stay above and don't touch ground. But thank you for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Again, this I'm saying this is an effective show. It is a test show. We haven't aired in a couple weeks. And thank you all for listening up a couple weeks ago when Cousin Linda and McCullough from Atlanta were part of the show. So definitely testing. But right now in Jackson, Mississippi, in Mississippi, we are experiencing tornado watches and warnings. And the sun has been out throughout the day. When it began to rain here in Jackson, in North Jackson, the sun was literally still out and the rain was still pouring down. And, you know, we've had the pleasure of having Ginger D of Good Morning America in the capital city in downtown today also. And she and other meteorologists around watching David Hartman now on our ABC affiliate, Christine and Christina, as they're watching the tornadoes. But sun fuel for tornadoes, they say, well, it is definitely humid. It is definitely humid. And vaccination locations were closed earlier today because of the severe weather, and everyone must reschedule their appointments. They had appointments scheduled for today, and so many tornado shelter locations have been set up also throughout Mississippi, throughout the capital city of Jackson and surrounding areas of city towns such as Brandon and Clinton and Canton, Mississippi, also. And we're still dealing with the water crisis, you know. And a month after the winter storm, I must make a shout-out, too. Well, to my Avon coach and her husband, we just had, a group of us under their leadership have just been some awesome group meetings, so a big shout out to Miller Brooks and Carlos Garcia and those that are on our team, Georgiana and Donna and Mrs. Wright and Sue Lopez and Hal, and I don't know who else is on the meeting. And a big shout out to Paul America, also my coaches and my partners, my grand team. Helping me in 2021 to get the makeover done. Big shout out to Tony and Tina Stitches Salon. I was a stitch of hair model for them from my teens to almost 30. Yes. And also big shout out to Sophia at Cook's Nails, where I get my nails and my pedicures. She was once located in North Park, so big shout out to her. And speaking of Asian communities, definitely love and prayers to Atlanta. And speaking of Atlanta, this is a good lead-in. Had an awesome time. Thank you to Urban League of Greater Atlanta and SBA for sending me an e- webinar regarding the president and VP's rescue plan. I learned a lot about the PPP programs and the EIDL programs, and how sole proprietors like myself and other small businesses and entrepreneurs are incorporated in this version. Thank you all for that invite, which I did share on my page and reshare, because I didn't get in the Zoom meeting, so thank God I was able to watch the presentation on the Urban League of Greater Atlanta Facebook page. So if you all didn't see it, go to their page and check it out. So, you know, Mississippi, we don't have the statewide mask mandate, but the city does. Maryland will still enforce that. And we're second to Hawaii, where all adults above 16 and 18 can get their vaccination shot. But something that I learned, and when you watch, there's been some for sole proprietors on their taxes, 2019-2020, to do the Schedule C. I just wanted to share that, because that was some simple information, but some important information with what they stressed on. So definitely listen to that webinar and sign up with IRS and SBA to get their newsletters. Because I know I get the newsletters, because I like to attend the in-person clinics and workshops before COVID. So hopefully soon we can resume attending the workshops and the clinics that they host, and I love to attend. But they host webinars and workshops and here in the state of Mississippi. And then if you sign up, you would get invites from different states, from the different district offices in each district and state also. So it's pretty cool. I just wanted to share that. So all eyes are on the tornadoes. I'm not talking about any other news, because we're under a tornado warning. Let me share what I'm seeing at the bottom of the screen. I pray that you all can hear me. This is a test show, but I pray it is effective. Nowhere to shelter in award windows. For added protection, get under something sturdy, such as a heavy table or workbench. Cover your body with a blanket, sleeping bag.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid...
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? The show starts. Thank you. have your attention, please. The show starts in